Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot to talk about with Ray because it's Steelers-Ravens round three. Saturday night, the rubber match between the two teams for all the marbles. Winner moves on, loser goes home with its tail between its legs and has to recalibrate and think about what's next. Injuries today, a big story. Zay Flowers is officially out for the Ravens. And John Harbaugh, by the way, when talking about it, said, you know, he's already going to start to get ready for next week. Which that probably gets on the Steelers bulletin board. Hey, he thinks we're going to lose. He's already talking about Zay Flowers' next opponent. And then for the Steelers, you got Mason McCormick with a broken hand, and he's officially questionable. Steelers secondary is completely healthy, Dante Jackson. So, Ray, let's start there with the defense in a much better spot than it was the last time they played Baltimore, and now you subtract Flowers. Advantage Steelers defense when it's on the field against the Ravens offense?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but you are absolutely right. It's a completely different situation than it was. I mean, half their secondary was missing in that first meeting, and Flowers, of course, played. Listen, to me, Pony, you still go into this game trying to shut down Derrick Henry, number one. That's the way the Steelers always play it, and I think that's the smart thing to do. Now with Flowers out, I think the next important guy is Mark Andrews. And then you worry about guys like Likely and Rashad Bateman. Listen, Bateman's had an okay year, but I go after Andrews first. I think he's the number one priority now. And if you can shut down the run and you can put the game in Lamar's hands, and we all know, you know, the pressure might be, you know, ratcheted up a little bit if that game is close at all, you know, after halftime, then, you know, maybe the Steelers will have a chance. But I still think Lamar proved last week they could still score 35 points without Zay Flowers, so I don't know if they're exactly, you know, shuddering in their boots at the notion of having to play without him on Saturday night.
Ray, do you think that we have cause to believe that the Steelers will be able to shut down Derrick Henry? The only thing that stopped him in the first game was John Harbaugh not giving him the ball in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, certainly based off the game on December 21st, you know, they figured some things out in that game. Listen, Cam Hayward has to show up. You know, he's missed a lot of practice, you know, this week, but you know, this could be the last go around for him. I think he's going to be fired up to play. So I think Cam
will
be in.
Wait a minute, time out. You really think that's possible? You think he could retire after this game?
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm just saying, you know, this might be his last go around at the playoffs. You never know.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
What the future is going to hold. Yeah. Okay. I mean, Cam's been their best defensive lineman. You got to bring him back on the contract he signed. Listen, Benton's got to show up. Ogunjobi's got to show up.
And how about T.J. Watt? He got to do more, Ray? What do you think of T.J. Watt going into this game?
Yeah, I mean, listen, as a pass rusher, you know what the deal's going to be. They're gonna double-team him. They're going to chip him. Other guys have to get home. I think a lot of people are projecting onto the outside linebackers the failure of the pass rush. To me, a lot of it has to do with the interior. Guys other than Cam Hayward not getting that interior pressure, not forcing the middle of the pocket. And I think that's making the entire pass rush look bad. But I think, you know, it's something we're going to be talking about after the season ends, what has happened to the Steelers pass rush. You know, 5 years in a row, they led the league. Now, the last 2 years, things have kind of gone in the other direction. So that's something that certainly is going to be discussed once the season does end.
Flipping sides of the ball, Ray, do you expect that we get a game plan that is more like, I don't know, the Cincinnati game plan the first time around? Let's let Russ throw it around a little bit. Or Mike Tomlin says, let's get this thing into the mud. We're going to run the ball as much as we can for as long as the game is close.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Arthur said yesterday, you know, there were some things that they were doing well early in the season that aren't trending well right now. And his quote was, I'm not going to die on that hill. Now, we can all guess at what plays he's talking about, but I'm guessing it's that toss to Najee and probably some other running plays that really haven't, done well for the Steelers here in the last month or so. So they're going to have to manufacture stuff in the running game. They're going to have to come up with something new. And I do think this could be the last game of the season. You want to go out guns a-blazing. So I would try to target George Pickens early. And I thought what they did last week with Pat Freiermuth, getting him involved early and throughout the game, I think, that was good. So if you could target each of those guys 8 to 10 times and then spread it around to the other guys, as you see fit, I think that's probably going to be the way they're going to go in the passing game.
Pickens going to get fined. He refused to talk to you guys this week. What is his mental headspace going into this game, Ray? Do you trust him to have a big game?
I wish I knew. Do you think Mike Tomlin knows? Or do you think Russell Wilson knows at this point? I mean, it's anyone's guess, which player is going to show up on Saturday night. Obviously, they need him. They don't have anyone else who's going to threaten the Ravens, in the passing game. So, listen, the one positive is he always does seem to show up against the Ravens, right? Game-winning touchdown catches, and, he's had a couple 100-yard receiving games against them. So that's one good thing. He usually does show up for these games, but he's certainly going to have to bounce back from what happened last week. That was not a good performance against the Bengals.
Do you think George Pickens wants to be a Steeler in the long term, Ray?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a decision they're going to have to make, by March. Whether they win tomorrow, Saturday or not, that's something that, they're going to have to figure out there. To me, it's going to be hard going forward with him if this is the way it's always going to be. I thought you saw a little bit of growth, after the first month of the season, like October, maybe even into November, but now it's kind of, slid back to where it was. So, usually they find ways to move on from those types of guys. So it's just a matter of do they do it this year, trade him before the draft, or they try to go in the next season and, have him on the roster for one final season.
Ray, could they get desperate enough in this game where they would bench Wilson for Fields?
I don't really foresee that unless there was like a really, really bad start. But I do think
you mean like most Steelers games?
Yeah, most playoff games. I do think Justin Fields is going to be involved though. I don't think that's not the, let's say they get down 14-0 in the first quarter, Pony. I don't think it's sending the right message to your football team that we've gone with this guy the entire season and now we're going to panic and we're going to go to a backup. I just think they believe in us for a reason. I think they'll give him some time to figure it out, but I think there's going to be some third and shorts or some goal-to-go situations where they might want to use Justin Fields, and I think that would be smart. I think you want to put as much stress on this Ravens defense as you can, and I think Justin Fields is really one of your better playmakers, so I think it would be smart to get him involved.
Ray, I guess, well, I'll ask you one more thing because I know Pony's last question to you is our standard one of all guests this week. Do you expect that, I would say overall in a strategic sense in this game, so I'm going to say broadly speaking, that Mike Tomlin, burns the boats here and throwing the kitchen sink at the Ravens on both sides of the football. Do you expect, I know you just answered about Fields, any kind of trickery, he tries a flea flicker, anything goofy like that, you think?
Yeah, listen, you do have to pull out all the stops, but you also have to do the basic fundamental things really well in this football game if you want to win. So I don't see them, going crazy and bringing seven-man blitzes on defense or anything like that. I think on defense, they want to play Lamar basically the way they've always played Lamar. But if you want to flip it over to the offense, yeah, could we see some, flea flickers or reverse passes? Yeah, I think they're going to do everything they can to gain yards in this game, extend drives. That's been one big issue with this football team. Everyone's upset about the lack of targets for George, but, Art said it best yesterday, we have to extend drives. We got to make plays in order to make other plays. And I think, being creative is certainly one way that they can get some splash plays.
And when you say creative, you mean don't run the ball on every first down the entire game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves, right, Ray? That's just called your identity. That's what you want to do out there.
Listen, we beat do know it's possible. They did it in Cincinnati a month ago. It's possible that they can come out and do that against the Ravens.
Apparently against the Dean Pease defense. Might be better off just punting the ball on first down and hoping that your defense can win you the game if you go by what Mike has said. I will ask you the boilerplate question that Chris said, but I do want to ask this one first. What do you think, if they lose this game, and Art Rooney has talked about urgency to win playoff games and we must win a playoff game, What do you think is the biggest change that could be inspired by a loss in this game on Saturday for next year?
I would say staff changes.
But not to the coordinators, so just guys that are position coach changes.
I mean, listen, it would depend on what it looks like. If there's more blown coverages, maybe they would make a statement and maybe they would make a change there just because that's such a bad look for it to happen again and again late in the season. But listen, Arthur just got here last year and Austin just signed a new contract last year too. So they would have to eat some money if they did that.
Ray, we've asked everybody this week, our weekly guests, who they're picking and to give a Steelers-Ravens score prediction. No one has picked the Steelers to win yet. So here is your chance to go against the grain and pick a Steelers victory to advance in the playoffs.
I'm guessing you have your boy Kabali on tomorrow night then, right?
Yes, he's on tomorrow. He's in studio.
Yeah, he's already picked them. The only way I see the Steelers winning this game is if they're winning at halftime. I think they'll have a shot if they're winning at halftime. I don't think they will. I'm going to go Ravens 38, Steelers 17.
38-17.
That's a route.
Holy
that is
crap.
A route.
That's like
that is like uncomfortably close to a score I have already written down for this game.
That's like the game in Kansas City a couple years ago.
The last one was 34-17. So,
but they got everybody back. Ray is what we keep hearing.
I know. Yeah, maybe Lamar's turned the corner. We'll see. The one thing I do want to see, I want to see a close game at halftime because I want to see if they tighten up. And you know, we saw that with the Steelers way back with Cowher, right? You know, those teams underperformed. I think the Ravens.
Pony has no idea what that was like in the moment, Ray. Pony has watched all of that because he is a football anthropologist. Yeah. But he has no idea the puckering that went on every single year in the early to mid-90s, it seemed.
But aren't the Ravens in that exact same scenario right now?
I think that's Lamar definitely is. I don't think Harbaugh is because he's won a Super Bowl before, but I think Lamar absolutely is.
Absolutely. I mean, the pressure is going to be on. I want like a 10-9 game at halftime, Steelers leading. That would be great drama for the second half.
Thanks, Ray. We'll talk again next week, win or lose. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. See you.